Hey, what's up? This is Jesse. Welcome back to The Marketing Commute. This is episode 2.
Hey, what's up, marketers and entrepreneurs? I want to talk to you today in episode 2 during my commute about social media and which social media accounts you should have for your business. One thing I see a lot of you doing out there, and I'm a victim of this mentality as well, is trying to have a social media account for your business on every platform. So you feel like you need to have a Facebook page and a Twitter account, an Instagram account, and a Snapchat account for those brave ones out there, and any other social media account that's out there. You know, and you really don't. You know, you're wasting your time if your audience is not on that account. Just because other businesses are having success on Facebook doesn't mean that it's the right platform for your business. If Instagram is where your audience is, or where the audience that you're trying to reach is most active, then that's where you need to be active as well. And you can basically ignore Facebook. I mean, you don't even have to have an account on there. If you would like to set up an account and put your information and do that, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, don't try to be active on everything. It's better to be extremely great and extremely active at one account than it is to try and make every account work for you. Because you could be wasting time trying to speak to a following on Instagram that's just not there. Maybe your ideal audience isn't on Instagram, so don't spend your time trying to speak to them when they're not even on Instagram. So pick a social media account that fits with your audience and get on it and be active. And just worry about that account. Be really great at that account. And then you can expand onto others if you see that your audience is starting to be active on that. The other thing that I will say about social media accounts, though, be careful building your platform on these other social media accounts that you don't own. So it would be like building a house on that you own. You want to build your own house, but you're building it on someone else's foundation. Not even someone else's land. Someone else's foundation. So be sure that whatever you're doing on your social media accounts is eventually leading your followers and your customers and potential customers, your leads, leading them back to your website. That's where you really want to capture your audience. And from there, you want to get them to sign up for an email newsletter. At the end of the day, email is the most important capture that you can get from any audience, even more than a purchase. Because what an email is saying, an email addition to your email list is saying, hey, I'm interested in what you're offering. And even if I haven't purchased now, I want you to keep me informed. I want to follow what you're doing, and I'm giving you permission to email me, which is something that people hold very tightly. They don't give their email out to just everybody. So be sure that you're not wasting too much time on your social media accounts without directing people at the end of the day back to your website for the most return on what they're going to get from you. So whether you're being super active on the social media accounts, that is great, and that's a way to capture that audience, but make sure you're giving them something, a reason to get over to your website and sign up for your email newsletter. Because honestly, Facebook could shut down tomorrow. They could decide to shut down, or they could decide to start charging an astronomical amount, and they have the freedom to do that. It's their platform. And if they do that and you've built your audience and your foundation on that platform, then you're screwed. You don't really have any way to get in touch with an audience if someone takes their own platform down. So you want to be sure you're building that audience on your own platform and finishing off with an email sign up. So even if you start them off on Facebook or you start them off on Instagram, that's great. That's a great way to find familiarity with that audience and get them to know, like, and trust you. But eventually you want to get them back onto your website and onto your newsletter, because then it doesn't matter what happens even to your website. You have a way to get in touch with them, and you can let them know where to find you in the event that some other platform goes down or goes away completely. So be sure that you're doing that. So that's it for this episode 2. Pick a platform. Be really great at that. Make sure it's the platform that you're following. That they're active at, the people that you want to capture, make sure they're active on that platform, and then you go be great at that platform. And then at the end of the day, make sure that you're still sending people back to your website to sign up for an email newsletter, because that's where the true value in these leads is going to come into play. All right, if you have any questions, or if you're going through any marketing strategies right now that maybe are not working or are working really great, and you just want to talk about them, or got a question about how to do something more effectively, let's hear it. If you're on anchor.fm, you can find my podcast on there. That is where it's hosted. That is where I do the production. You can also leave a voicemail with your question on there, and I can play it on the podcast episode if it is a great question. And so go leave a question there, leave a voicemail, or find me on my blog. You can find all the way to contact me there, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that is all on my blog, jessepoteet.com. Thanks for listening. Catch you on episode 3.